announcing the arrival of the first airline with soul.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you for choosing the Soul Plane.
From the time you arrive at the gate.
You doing good?
Yeah.
You feel wonderful.
Till the moment you meet the crew.
Hey, Captain.
At ease, ladies.
We make sure you have an unforgettable flying experience.
Peep out this little safety video we put together for you.
Now that you got on our plane and you've been listening, you better just do as we say or you'll be missing.
Ooh, ooh. Sit tight and enjoy the flight.
Kevin Hart.
Mayday. Mayday.
Tom Arnold.
Oh, hey.
D.L. Hughley.
Damn.
Sorry.
Well, I guess you can't have the lightning without the thunder.
Method Man. Monique. And Snoop Dogg.
What the hell's going on here?
Man, I'm afraid of heights.
This is wonderful. I love this freaky stuff like this.
This spring, the party is nonstop.
Oh, no, you can't use that phone while you're
on the phone. Girl, please. No, no, no. They say that to rip you up.
Soul Plane.
I don't know what you got in there, but we're gonna find out. You wanna say something?
Well, you know what? Fuck it. I can't do this. See, where's my rope at? Time to end it all. Time to just hang this fucking rope right now and put me under it. Jesus Christ. 18 fucking people, Z.
18.
18 fucking people decided to get together. Yeah, you got movies. What you got here? You got Crooklyn, and you got Life. Life 9, Crooklyn 5, whatever. Then 18 other, and you're thinking like, okay, well, usually our other is always like spread around. It's got like some weird ass choice in it. 18 straight votes for fucking Soul Plane. Fucking Soul. Did you motherfuckers get together on Facebook and say let's all vote for fucking Soul
Plane? I didn't see anything on there.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
We haven't brought up Soul Plane in forever.
The look on my face, Z, when I was pulling up the results, and was like, oh, this should be interesting. Let me look it up, whatever. The look on my face, priceless.
I thought Life won.
I really wish fucking Life would have won. Oh, you should have seen me that whole day, putting that movie off, too. I was like, even by the end of the night, I was like, I had a good time when I was drinking and stuff like that. Then I thought about it. I was like, oh, wait, I still got to watch fucking Soul Plane. I was like, I can't. Even if I was driving, I was just like, I beat my steering wheel. I can't watch that fucking. No, I can't do it. No. And I was like, and then I tried to even doubt it. I was just like, well, I haven't seen it since it came out. Maybe it's improved. Maybe it's better than what I thought it was. You know, that was 2004. See, you know, things could have changed, right?
Yeah.
It's even fucking worse. Fucking worse than I remember.
What's amazing is that it was budgeted at $16 million and only made $14 million. No sequel.
Where the fuck did that money go? $16 million.
Well, that plane was CGI when the outside of it.
CGI like a motherfucker. Did you see when it had the low ride? Oh my god. Oh, so embarrassing. On behalf of the black community, I just want to apologize for making your precious white eyes having to watch this shit. I just want you to know, that's not all of us.
Yeah, this movie is racist as fuck, too.
Oh my god! Racist as fuck? You want to talk about racist? This movie is stereotype after stereotype. They have a white family here, and sure enough, they're gonna have the white son be all gangster and shit, gotta be a wigger. I was like, oh god. You should have seen me go to my room, my office, and take one of the swords off the wall and just question myself if I want to live or not.
You're going to Harry Carry yourself?
I was about to fucking stab myself a couple of times, whatever, watching this fucking... It was fucking dreadful. Literally fucking dreadful watching this shit. But people, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 86. I'm the phenomenal one.
I am Z.
Fuck this movie.
This is the first time I've ever seen this.
Oh, once again, I want to apologize to you on behalf of the black community or whatever. You know, about 3 years ago, I had denounced my blackness after watching Tyler Perry's Medea's Witness Protection. But I think Lena had questioned me to get it back, so I had got it back. Well, you know what? 3 years after now, I'm denouncing my blackness again. I do not want to be part of the black community ever for watching that movie. or shit like this. I just want you all to know this is not us or whatever. And I'm about to start burning everything that might be black in my house right now.
I thought this was like a I thought BET made this movie. I swear to God.
I think it did. It was a BET studio production. check this out with a double feature of Soul Plane and Spring Breakers.
Oh God.
One hip hop trend after another.
Oh God.
Yeah, you're thinking about that now, huh? That's the white stereotype of hip hop.
Thank you, James Franco.
Mr. Riff Raff.
Oh God. I'm gonna change my name to Honky.
I saw a white tea. You get it, Z?
White tea. I remember that. That was on your worst white list. That was your worst stuff last year. Or 2 years. Or not last year. 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 year. 2013 or whatever. But you remember that, Z? White tea. You get
white
it?
White tea.
White tea. Get it? Get it?
Z? Yep.
Get it? It's the stupidest fucking lamest joke I've ever fucking heard. What's, you don't insult white people. Do it with some class. Goddamn shit.
What's funny that the movie... No, the movie got an 18% on Rotten Tomatoes, so that means 18% of people like the movie.
And I fucking looked it up. I looked it up, too. I was like, where the fuck are these people at? There was some dumbass talking about, you know what, surprisingly, there's some laughs in there. I said, burn that dude, then.
Was this before Kevin Hart was somebody?
Yes.
Yes?
This was his breakout.
No. Was it?
Yes.
I like Kevin Hart, and this is not a breakout.
You like Kevin Hart? Oh,
yeah. I there's certain moments I like him.
In movies? That motherfucker is the black Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, God.
That nigga is horrible. That nigga is fucking horrible. He's absolutely fucking a horrible actor. And you can tell by watching his first movie ever, which is this, compared to what's his latest fucking movie. That motherfucker is the same goddamn actor. After how long has it been? 10 years now?
Oh, Wedding Ringer?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the same.
He's the same every fucking movie. 10 fucking years, and you have not seen this nigga grow at all.
Literally.
You saw my joke. You have not seen this motherfucker grow as an actor at all. When I was watching this shit, I was just like... Damn, if they would have said 2015, I'd have been like, yeah, I could see that, because Kevin Hart is acting the same goddamn way he does in every one of his fucking films, which I can't stand his fucking ass for. San Francisco Chronicle, Peter Hartlove, a better-than-average comedy that is raunchy and tasteless, but ultimately funny from beginning to end. Fuck you, Peter.
Peter's white, too, because that's a white name.
Yes, it is. He's white. I'm looking at a photo of him right now. Chris Hewitt, St. Paul Pioneer, a slapdash affair that pitches joke at all races. creeds and stupidities, but it turns casualness into a virtue. What the? Okay, you're a moron. You're a fucking moron. That's another white guy.
This is not a white movie.
Thank you. Michael Booth, Denver Post, another white guy here. If it's not funny to you, that a bunch of white passengers in polo shirts would say, oh, goody, when they hear the in-flight movie star Sandra Bullock, then don't bother with the rest of Soul Plane. Wow, so he found that funny, huh? Okay. White people don't act like that! Shit!
No. Is this, like, a black version of Airplane?
Mixed Airplane mixed Airplane with a Scary Movie and Airplane, Scary Movie, and there was another fucking film I forgot. I forgot the name of it. Yeah, there you go. That's what this movie is.
And this is like, this really has like a who's who in the black community on actors.
Speaking of Airplane, Wade Major, Box Office Magazine, an unproarious hip-hop spin on Airplane, boasting just the right mix of sass and sentiment. Where the fuck is there sentiment in this film?
Sass?
ain't nothing much fucking sass in this fucking film, but I don't remember recalling Z sass was a positive.
No.
Yeah, I don't think sass was a positive, first of all. Sentiment, where the hell was there sentiment in this film? You know what, there was sentiment in this film, because once we find out the pilot is dead, I remember going, you would do us all a favor, Jesus, if you would just make that plane crash into a mountain. Make it crash, or that was my sentiment. Make it crash, make it blow up into a fucking mountain.
Wow.
Oh, there's more. Andrew Manning, another white guy, Radio Free Entertainment. Rowdy and funny. Soul Plane's sense of humor is often sharper than what most people would expect. Oh my god! The humor is sharp? This is the most generic ass humor. It's the most lowbrow, generic ass, simpleton humor I've ever fucking heard in a comedy.
What?
I got a woman review now. White woman.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Emily Blunt. Blunt review. I laughed my lily white ass off. Soul Plane is hilarious. It's a funked out airplane version. That's silly. And she writes this stupid STOOPID fun movie. Not trying to prove anything to anyone, but just being all out laughs and entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And then women wonder why they don't get respected in this industry.
You know,
oh my god!
You don't deserve to have the name Emily Blunt.
You really fucking don't, actually. You know, you just, damn, somewhere right now the real Emily Blunt listens to it. It's like, don't fucking put me with this shit.
Who fucking made this? MGM. Ah, fuck you.
Another woman, Nell Minow, movie mom at Yahoo Movies. There's a thin line between breaking down stereotypes with humor and perpetuating them to get a cheap laugh, and this movie crosses over that line several times, but manages to stay comfortable.
What?
Okay.
What? What?
Oh my god. They fucking pile of, read this one now. Larry Carroll, filmstew.com. Is Soul Plane an instant classic? Nope. Does it go too far at times? Absolutely. But is it a damn funny movie? For shizzle my nizzle. Z, I'm about to go hang myself now. I'm about to go hang myself now. Bye-bye.
I wish they would say a specific scene. Or...
For shizzle my nizzle. Oh, God.
I wish they would say something why it's funny.
Oh, yeah, Z, it doesn't cross over stereotype lines. I mean, who cares if an Arab walks into an airplane and everybody gives him a dirty look, right? That's not a stereotype, right?
Yeah.
Especially right after 9/11, right?
Oh yeah, when did this come out? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, I want to say this came out the same year that United 93 did, didn't it?
04.
Yeah. When did United 93 come out? 04, right?
I think so. Or 05.
I think it came out late. I think it 06, didn't it?
I'm checking.
I gotta look that up now. I forgot now. Come on, Z. Give me a date. Give me a date.
2006.
Oh, Jesus. Because you mean Soul Plane was the first... Oh, God.
Soul Plane started the new airplane movies after 9/11.
Soul Plane was the first to make the racial joke about the Muslims. Jesus Christ.
Had to start somewhere.
Oh. Well, you know what? Time to put these pills in this alcohol bottle right here now. Time to OD.
And what's funny is that director really hasn't directed anything after this.
Wasn't this his first time directing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember hearing this guy. This is his first time directing or whatever, and I forgot who he worked with. I think he still works with them, but like uncredited-wise or whatever, but this guy is horrible. Easily, he's the worst fucking director to ever. Oh my god. Wait a minute. Isn't he the guy that did that, talking about Jesse Torero, people. Isn't he the guy that did that 50 Cent movie,
Yep. I just saw it. Gun?
A gun or some shit like... He is there, huh?
And Freelancers that had Forrest Whitaker and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
This guy is a music vi- this guy is like we bash on Michael Bay, but this is a music video director. I mean, looking at his stuff, that's all he's done, more music videos than like anything.
The best thing I can say about this guy is thank God he's not black. That's the only saving point for that. It's
He's
just,
not? Is he Mexican?
No, he's Dominican.
Oh, what the f- what the hell?
He's like, damn. I never met a racist Dominican before, but hey.
I mean, this did this have a Mexican joke in it somewhere?
I don't recall ever hearing a Mexican joke in here, did you?
I don't think so.
At least if it was a white or black guy, you could be like, well, they are that race. So, but this dude ain't nowhere near that race. And he stereotyped everything about a black man and a white woman up to the T. Oh. Did you see the look on that bitch's face when she pulled out that black magazine? Oh my black goodness. Oh. I was like, oh. Dude, I was cringing every fucking scene in this movie.
And I love that the low class was like low class for black people.
Popeye's chicken, man.
Take one piece and you gotta share your napkin.
Sure, you. Oh, geez.
And
And
that
they have
tea.
fucking lockers that you gotta put quarters in and shit. I was like, ugh.
And did you see the back of it? It looked like it was like in a subway. You had like
Yeah.
those handheld, those hand
Did
things.
you see the seats and shit? Like they were stolen? Because neither of the seats matched, neither.
No, I didn't notice that.
Jesus Christ, man. I was like, ugh. Oh my God! Oh, and then and don't forget the airport, the gateway to it too. Look, they got basketball court. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I was like, oh, gee. Black people don't even fucking eat at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Well, Asians and Mexicans and Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles and anything now.
So they pretty much hit every black stereotype.
Except for watermelon.
Oh, I loved that you only had Colt 45
Alizé.
or Alizé in low class, and first class you had, shit, what was it?
I don't think they showed you, but I think they just had John Witherspoon talking. I know he got some cognac. I can't remember. I don't think they show any other alcohol. Everybody knows Colt 45. That's the black thug drink or whatever and shit, where all the niggas on the street drink. Or whatever. And then Alizé is with the ghetto ass black bitches drink. Ugh, Jesus. Oh, God. Z, I can't do
Who
this.
wrote this?
I can't do this. Well, Z, give me a plot synopsis, man.
Soul Plane, directed by Jesse Totero,
Dominican motherfucker.
starring Kevin Hart, Method Man, Tom Arnold. Why is he getting work? Why was he the representative for white people in this movie? That's not how you fucking do shit. He's like I've seen like DMX movies and stuff.
Yeah,
He's the white guy in there.
he's in two of them, right?
Cradle to the Grave.
I thought he used to be on was it Sports Center or Sports Center? I can't remember either one of them. He was on one of them, and I thought he was great on those. And then he got into the movie world where he started working on, because everybody knows he was dating a black chick, he was friends with black people and shit like that. And he started doing these black movies, man. And man, he really wasn't he in a scary movie somewhere? I'm sure he
I
was.
think he was.
Yeah, he had to have been. I'm sure he was.
Oh well. Also with also starring
Jesus Christ,
Snoop
and my
Dogg.
wife, dude, is from Wall Street too. He's a Wall Street banker.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a fucking billionaire. Look, reading his background now and shit.
Oh God. But also stars Snoop Dogg, aka Snoop Lion.
Oh, God.
Monique, Lonnie Love, Brian Hooks,
Oh,
DL
fuck.
Hughley, Sofia Vergara.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Sofia Vergara, did you? Her accent wasn't as bad.
No. Like, you seen Modern Family, right?
Yeah, so did her accent get worse then? Or
Did she leave the country for a while?
I was like, she definitely looks like her, but I was like, that's voice. She doesn't sound the Sophia Vergara I know today, you know, because her accent is almost ungodly, manly type, you know, and shit. And here, it was very clear and shit.
Yeah, I know. She's still
You know what?
hot.
Yo, she's always fucking hot with her, but I think her voice would annoy the shit out of me at a point. I'd have to leave the house every day.
Well, who I thought was hot was Giselle, Kevin Hart's girlfriend.
Chick from Friday After Next. Oh my god.
Dude, her eyes.
I dated a chick that looked like her back in 8th grade.
Kind
I fucked that up too, so.
of like this movie.
Fucked that up big time.
Yeah.
I remember Friday After Next had just came out. People were like, hey man, your girl look just like her. I was like, damn, she does, huh? Yeah, she does, whatever. Wow, I fucked that up. Yeah, and then went to high school with her too. Because she went to a different high school, then I ended up going to that one and saw her there. And was like, oh, wow. She just reminded me how much I fucked that up now. That
Sorry.
chick is fucking gorgeous, though.
Yeah. That's like that's the lone positive in this movie.
Is it got two hot ass women in there?
Well, three. The other stewardess is pretty hot too.
Yeah, she was from Car Wash.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that's what. As a matter of fact, that was the movie I was thinking. It's Car Wash meets Scary Movie meets Airplane.
Well, it would have been funny if all of them, if those people worked together, but the writer has done like Scary Movie and like stuff like that.
Yeah, you got Bo Zynga, who's a billionaire or whatever, and Chuck Wilson, the black man. This is embarrassing. This black ass nigga. This black motherfucker wrote this shit.
Yeah. But continue with the.
Who was an intern on Crooklyn?
I see the tie-in now.
Oh my
I see it.
Oh shit, Z. Z, I'm about to faint.
Well, I'll continue. Budget 16 million, box office 14.8, and it starts off with Kevin Hart playing the Sean Wade, who gets his ass stuck in a toilet, and his dog dies.
I was already done with this film. I was already fucking done with this film at that point. I really fucking was. Because this nigga gets on this fucking airplane and is fucking ghetto than a motherfucker. I've never seen something like this before. Especially, this film was right after 9/11. Especially acting this goddamn ignorant on a fucking plane on a full of white people. The fucking the chicken grease or whatever, and then you know the whole oh my god, the headphones and rapping and shit. I was like, oh, who the fuck would want to sit by this? This shit confirms the Mark Cuban shit I said last week.
Yeah, it does.
Jesus Christ, man, who the fuck would want to sit next to this nigga? God damn I was already fucking done with this movie when I saw that, dude.
And that was like, you also had like 3, 4 minutes of credits before that too.
I know, because I think the credits were still rolling when the scene happened.
Maybe. But he gets awarded $100 million and he starts NWA. Oh, NWA, Nashon Wade Airlines. And then it turns into pretty much a slap in the face of the black people and a spoof of Airplane.
Having to place to black people of how pretty much it's just saying that if you're white, you don't know how to have fun.
But you have to admit, though, if you fly a lot.
Yes, I ain't never seen no shit like this before.
Would you fly an airplane like this?
Hell no. Hell to the fuck no. Unless I was trying to fuck Sofia Vergara, then maybe that's about it, but.
I mean, and plus, did you see the Texas airplane?
Yes, I did. Let me ask you this question. Would you fucking fly on this goddamn plane, Z-Shed?
No.
Thank you. I ain't flying on this fucking plane or whatever. Only way I'm flying on this fucking plane is if I get first class and I can shoot with some of that ass on here. If Giselle is the stewardess. That's the only fucking way.
Terminal Malcolm X.
Oh, they insulted the late, great Malcolm X. Well, not the late, but fucking the great Malcolm X. That was the biggest insulting thing I saw at the beginning of this film. I was like, oh, Malcolm X, how'd you get your... You're dead. That nigga's rolling over in his damn grave right now.
I wonder if he haunted production.
He said, I didn't take no ass beating to have this fucking movie made after me now.
I did get a little small chuckle at the spinners, but that lasted like a millisecond.
Oh, see, motherfucker.
But I'm like, then I was like,
bougiest niggas thing I've ever fucking seen.
And that plane was so CGI'd.
That plane was a goddamn.
It looked like a kid's toy.
It was a Hot Wheels toy.
And they did stop motion with it. Because when it started doing the lowrider?
Yeah, they had to do stop motion with it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm about to be sick. I can't do this.
This could be the shortest review ever.
I can't fucking do this, man. I can't relive scenes or whatever and shit like this. I mean, because you know what? There is no fucking logic in this goddamn movie. First of all, got Snoop Dogg flying the fucking plane who's making obvious fucking jokes. He never fucking flew a plane in his life, whatever. They hire his ass and shit like that. You got Kevin Hart landing the fucking plane. Man, that was the most weakest shit I've ever fucking seen in my life. Oh, and not to mention, Giselle is fucking engaged and then she just throws her ring to the ground and shit like that. It's like, what?
And then you had the couple, Brian Hooks. They're trying to, like, do the Mile High Club in, like, scary positions.
Oh, with, what's the other chick's name?
Was that Samora?
Samora, yeah, Samora, who's a comedian in her rights, or who was a funny comedian, but she had one note in this fucking film. Her and Brian Hooks were fucking definitely just one note in this motherfucker.
Yeah, John Witherspoon played a blind guy, and I didn't get the scene where he was, like, feeling the person next to him or something. I don't
get why a lot of people was in this fucking film. And that's not even a comment on why bad they were, because they all were fucking horrible. This is the most embarrassing I've ever seen. Some of the funniest black comedians I've ever seen. This is the most embarrassing shit I've ever fucking seen. But what I was trying to get is, why are they showing these scenes in the most gratuitous, longest possible minutes ever? That John Witherspoon shit served no purpose. This shit went on for about 10 minutes.
No.
The Brian Hooks shit, that was going on throughout the whole film, and it went nowhere. Oh, don't even get me started at the fucking check-in point with Monique's fat ass and Lonnie Love.
Oh, and then they started talking shit to Kevin Hart, who's the owner.
Yeah, they played Jamiqua and oh, Jesus, their fucking names is even...
Oh, but
Nicole and Shanice, Lonnie Love and Monique, these bitches are singing, rapping 50 Cent and being the most ghettoest, obnoxious, fat bitches you could ever fucking see on a goddamn screen, man. This, goddamn, this movie is insane. This shit makes goddamn disaster movie look like a masterpiece. I ain't never seen no shit like this before. This makes Tyler Perry look like a genius.
I got something even better to top all that. You ready?
What do you got?
You ready? Listen.
Y'all don't even hate Vanilla Ice, so guess what?
Remember this?
Oh, unfortunately I do remember this. Damn, I love those girls, man. But my God, they put this in the wrong... As a matter of fact, I tweeted about this shit.
You sent me that text. Yeah, why is he? Why was he in this movie?
I'm about to throw some. Okay, just get
Did you watch this with your wife? Did you watch this with your?
When they made this shit?
Did you watch this with your wife?
No, hell no.
Did she refuse to watch this?
I don't know. I just no.
You don't want to bring her into. You don't want to bring her into it.
Fuck me, man. I'd rather get fucked in the ass 20 times before I watch this fucking movie again.
Would you rather watch Transformers on a continuous loop for 24 hours?
I would rather watch all four Transformers movies than watch this shit again. On a continuous loop.
Rather have sex with Melissa McCarthy.
I would rather fuck Melissa McCarthy than watch this movie ever again.
There you go.
I would rather... Oh, there goes my fine-ass girl. K.D. Aubert plays just... That girl is...
She was in Scorpion King?
Yeah, she was in there. She doesn't really have much of a career, to say the least. She's been in a lot of shit, but shit you ain't never heard of.
No.
She's been like in some straight to TV shit or whatever, which is a shame because that girl is fine as hell. Whatever, I don't see why she ain't never. Because I know she was a model back then, so I don't know if she like really focused on getting into film or anything like that. Because I know she still models and shit. So.
She's only 36.
She's 36? I thought she was like 30 or 29 or some shit like that.
It's the eyes, man. The eyes.
She does not look 36 at all, dude.
Even when she had her... Even when they did the flashback...
Yeah.
She still looked good. Like, those eyes. It's like those eyes.
Oh, that's supposed to be a flashback? I didn't even think about that.
Oh, there! That was the dramatic part.
I forgot that was supposed to be a flashback, and neither one of them looked any different.
And it was supposed.
They just, what they just tried to do? They just tried to dress them down.
And give her. He wore a wife beater, so that's character development there. And oh they gave God. Her like some dreads. Yeah.
K.D. Aubert, she works for this I think it's the Charlie Mack Foundation in Philadelphia that Will Smith is head of.
Okay.
She works a lot with him on that and shit like that. Man, so you know he's fucking her probably behind the scenes.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably getting that because you know him and Jada are swingers, so he's hitting that.
I wouldn't blame him.
Jada's fucking Jim Gordon from Gotham, and Will Smith's fucking K.D. Aubert, so yeah, it makes sense.
But here's one thing, since that kid, the little wigger.
Fuck that kid.
That kid is like, he was in Punk'd, I know that for a fact.
He's Ryan Pinkston.
Yeah.
Really punky. I wonder who wrote that, ha ha ha, so funny, right?
Billy, and then you had what, Elvis Hunky?
God, this dude is my age, dude.
You also had like Terry Crews
in the movie. You had every goddamn black person in Hollywood in this shit.
I'm surprised like Dave Chappelle wasn't in this.
Dave Chappelle has fucking dignity.
this is like the time he blew up, so yeah, he wouldn't lower himself for this movie. Where was Snoop? Oh, Ying Yang Twins were in it. Lil Jon was in it.
East Side Boys. Oh, Jesus. You know what? It's a fuck it. I don't even know what. This is probably the biggest fuck it I've ever given a film. Whatever. I'm not saying another goddamn thing in this fucking film. It's a fuck it. It's the highest fuck it I've ever seen. This is without a doubt one of the worst fucking movies ever made.
It's only February, and we already got your number one movie. That's some worst stuff.
It's the worst fucking movie I've ever fucking witnessed in my life. It's funny because every time you see another black insult film, everybody always asks you, "Is worse than Soul Plane?" And you're like, "Oh, it's a close second. I haven't seen it in a film in a while though." And after rewatching this shit, it is literally the worst fucking film I've ever witnessed.
Worst one.
I ain't never been fucking so insulted than watching this fucking film.
I don't think there's a white movie like that.
Yeah, you got Malcolm's Most Wanted.
Is that a white? Oh, that is.
You got the ultimate wigger. I tell you what, it's one thing I cannot fucking stand in movies. is fucking wiggers. Like predominantly heavy wiggers too at that. And that little boy in this film, that was some shit here, dude. That was getting on my everlasting nerve. Because it came out of fucking nowhere, too.
Yeah, it's like, let's see, they were like in the terminal, the kid vanishes, and then the next scene, bam, I'm like, wait, no.
Yeah, I think it was like right when they were getting on a plane or whatever, he's like, yo, son, I'm going on, I was just like, okay, alright, I think I'm done now. This movie managed to find a way to hit every goddamn stereotype there ever is in a film. Like, literally, this film has every fucking black stereotype. The most insulting one, obviously, though, was that Muslim shit. That was just, like, bad to everything. Well, everything in this movie was fucking poor taste, but that one was just, like, really. That one was the one where I had to open my eyes, go, like, really? Fucking really? Are we serious about this? And this fucking, I hope that dude wasn't fucking Muslim. I was like, and this dude signed up for this shit. I hope that check is nice, bro.
Mm-hmm. And why was it that, like, seriously, that Tom Arnold was, like, pretty much the only straight-laced person in the movie. He wasn't, like, a typical, he was, like, your normal white guy. He didn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, and then, Tom Arnold can't act. He can't.
No.
I have no idea why he's famous.
I love how, I think it's because all the talk shows and shit he's done, radio shows and shit, but I love how his flight, I guess they missed it or something like that, and they reschedule it, but they don't give the brother first class or nothing like that. They stick him in, like, not only the worst airline, whatever, but they give him the worst seats, too. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
I don't even know why they did that. I wasn't paying attention at the beginning of something. They were talking about, like, either he missed his flight or it got canceled or some shit like that.
I don't know, that lady was playing some stupid video game.
Man, fuck this movie, dude.
And he had
What was the worst thing to you in this movie?
Worst thing to you? I'd probably have to say Snoop Dogg.
Just everything about him, or was there one scene in particular?
Well, okay, he's a pilot.
Way over the top of Snoop Dogg, though. I'll give you that.
Well, let's see. He never mentioned he was afraid of heights until they're up in the air.
Why the fuck would he even get on the plane then?
Yeah.
Like, that don't even make any fucking sense. You know it's a plane that goes up in the air, shit.
And the navigator, navigator? Yeah, he disappeared. Yeah. What happened to that guy? I know the co-pilot, like, slipped and fell. But then that...
You're talking about the fat dude?
Yeah.
He was there all the way to the end, and until Snoop Dogg died, he went to the bathroom, remember?
Yeah.
He came back.
Yeah, he never came back.
My biggest insult, definitely without a doubt, was Monique.
Oh, what?
That shit went on way too fucking long.
And she plays the same in every movie, pretty much.
But that whole scene at the terminal with Monique and Lonnie Love, that shit went on for 5 fucking minutes, dude. And it went absolutely nowhere. It was the most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen in black cinema, period.
Yeah.
Like, this is the concept of the film, whatever. It's like, oh, what would it be like if black people ran an airline? And it's like, wow. So we'd be a bunch of ignorant-ass coons, what you saying?
Try to think what else is bad.
Everything.
Everything.
There's not one good thing in the film, man.
Well, except Giselle.
Like, that ain't even positive. She ain't on screen long enough.
No, she should have.
She's on screen like 2 times.
She should have.
She's on screen when they first see her, when they about to take the plane off, and then she's at the ending. That's it.
Oh, and then they had the girl, Tom Arnold's daughter, who's turning 18, and they're like, oh, she's 18, she's fine, you know, put her in the club, get her drinks.
Yeah, every black man wanna fuck her now. It's like, that bitch wasn't even that cute, so, no. Especially when you on that plane full of all them thick-ass black good-looking women, too? Why the fuck would you even waste your time with that toothpick?
Yeah, even the girl that fucking was sitting next to Giselle was hot, too.
Oh, Lala?
Was that who that was?
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony's wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She looked good back then.
Oh, yeah. She still looked good. Even because she's in those Thing Like a Man movies or whatever. She looked damn good or whatever. But, and she's always in these movies, but she's always got, like, a small part just like that, though. So she never hits the boundary of insulting.
Okay, and how did anyone not know who the owner was? This would have been big, major news, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody knew who you looked like? Like,
his fucking face is all over the airline!
Like Monique and Lonnie Love? They had no idea that was his boss?
Face to face! His photo is all over the damn terminal! He's got photos and shit! So how are you shocked? Because when Momo was talking about to Giselle, oh, the owner, I hear he's really cute and stuff like that. She's like, oh, really, or whatever. It's like, bitch, how could you not know this is his airline?
Yeah, he was on, you know, what happened to him, we had him in national news.
It was fucking news. It was all over. They had reporters and shit. It was all over the news. He even said it. I'm opening up my own airline on the news.
Yeah. What was Method Man's problem? What was the deal with him?
Nothing. He was just an ignorant-ass nigga coon. There's nothing wrong. He's just a ghetto black-ass coon or whatever. That was just a pothead. Yeah. Alright, man, fuck this movie. fuck this movie. You know why I'm talking about this shit anymore. It's a fuck it. It's a high fuck it. Ain't giving no other less than that. So without a doubt, one of the worst fucking movies I ever fucking saw. See, what the hell is your damn final thoughts on this stupid-ass film?
There are none.
You fucking people made me watch this shit.
There are no final thoughts. This movie sucked.
Jesus Christ, this movie don't have any redeeming fucking factors.
No, I mean, I don't know. There is no plot to this movie.
Plot of this movie is motherfucking Kevin Hart gets sunk through a toilet, wins some money, opens up his own airline. The end. Meanwhile, that plot gets thrown away for the second plot of him hooking back up with his girlfriend.
Which is not even focused on.
Which... By the way, it's some fucking straight-up bullshit. Baby, I broke up with you because, you know, I want you to do better for yourself. Get the hell out. There's no way in hell that fine-ass girl would be fucking with Kevin Hart. Say this shit right now. And see, I don't know if you know, that chick is tall in real life.
Real? Ooh, nice camera work, then.
She's huge. She's fucking tall. I've seen her from a distance before.
I think she's 5'10"?
She's about 5'10". Yeah.
And Kevin Hart's what, 5'6"?
Oh, I was going to say about 5'3", you know, 5'2", 5'1", somewhere around there.
He's not that short.
It's his own, man. He's about 5'1", you know, shit, 5 feet tall. Yeah, you know what, she's exactly 5'10". Kevin Hart's like, you know, 4'11", something like that.
You know, one thing...
Damn, man, so his career started out with this stupid-ass joke. It's just like, I'm going to date a bunch of women that's taller than me.
Yeah.
You say nice camera work? That wasn't nice camera work. She was sitting down every time him and her interacted.
Yeah. But one thing I do, I just have to laugh at the stupidity of it. When they crash in Central Park, or they land in Central Park.
That looks so fucking fake, too.
Yes, I was going to say.
I've never seen anything that looked that fucking fake before.
And then they, on like 5 seconds, the front tires got stolen. Fuck it.
2004, home of Spider-Man 2, Blade, and Soul playing the movie.
Fuck it.
That's awesome. That is fucking awesome. That is fucking awesome, man. Man, fuck you people. Fuck you people. Right in the ass. Fuck all you motherfuckers. Whatever. Think I was going to give some proper review to this shit. This don't get no fucking proper review. This don't get no fucking proper review. Viewers are like, oh, what about Katie Albers? She's in the fucking movie for 2 scenes. You know what? If you want to really look at her, just look at some fucking photos. Or if you really want to see her on screen, go watch Friday After Next. She's in that movie all the way through the end of it. So,
you'll
probably get some fucking better laughs.
She was a sis. No, who was she in Friday After Next?
She was Cat Williams' hoe.
Ah, really?
Yeah, that was her. Who ended up with Craig at the end of the movie.
Oh, wait, that's the Christmas one. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's the last one. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you haven't seen that one?
No. We tried to get it for Christmas.
Oh, okay. We'll watch that one where, because Cat Williams has some funny fucking moments, because there was one moment where he told her, He said, come on, Donna, get this coat right here and don't drop it. That shit cost more than you did.
Dude, you sounded just like him.
Yeah, I can do impressions. I've been told I can do that. But
you, yeah, that's pretty good.
She plays Donna in there. And I remember Craig, Craig said, what's up to him? And he just looked at him and said, hey, get this coat, girl. It cost more than you did. Whenever he would get knocked down, he would yell at her. Oh, no, she was trying to apologize to him, and he was just like, where was your antennas when them niggas was robbing us? She was just like, I'm sorry, Money Mike, whatever. He was just like, he's like, hope, be sorry, just be careful. Lord Jesus, you know what? I'm tired of your presence. Dismissed.
Dude, you seriously got his, you got it down. I do want to make a plea for people. We have two more months of Black History Month.
You know what?
Don't punish us.
I never thought I could say this, but I don't want no more this fucking month now. I last year was definitely better. I mean, to say the least.
Yeah, Hotel Rwanda, yeah.
Hotel Rwanda. What was it? The Brother from Another Planet. Barbershop. There was one other movie, right?
8 Mile.
No, I think it was only three because. February.
No, I think it was 8 Mile, because I said I was going to start Black History Month with a white rapper.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay,
alright. Yes, because I remember that.
And we got Juice in this shit.
This hasn't been a good... Well, I picked Juice, but this hasn't been a good month.
No, fuck no, it hasn't. This movie just fucking tarnished every goddamn soul out of the whole beans or whatever shit. Well, just like Money Mike would say for this movie, I'm tired of your presence. Dismissed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Now, do you hate putting that other selection now?
Yeah, I really fucking do now. I'm starting to think about these listeners now. Like, starting to really. I used to love y'all, but now I understand. Because I just did a review with a bastard, and she fucking picked Paranoia. So I was like, ah, fuck me. I'm having a bad movie week. I had to watch Jupiter's Ascending, The Seventh Son, SpongeBob, which I didn't give a fuck about, so I was just like, oh, I fucking hate that character altogether anyway. That fucking Sponge is annoying as shit. I had to watch Paranoia, and then to top it off with the ending of it, Soul Plane.
I watched Evil Dead after I watched this, just to clear my head.
This is the worst fucking week I've ever had to watch a movie. The worst fucking week. Damn, five fucking movies and not one of them. Not even fucking one of them was at least decent for me.
Is there any way to redeem that? Is there, like, put in, like, your favorite movie of all time just to forget it?
No, that wouldn't help. I would never watch this and then 12 Years a Slave after. I'd be like, I couldn't, that would insult 12 Years a Slave. I couldn't do it, no. Shit, no. I would still be, I'd be so fucking angry, I'd be like, you can't even do it for me, Chiba Edgeford. Sorry.
I'm just hoping that, I'm just really hoping that they voted for it, and they also nominated Throwback Tuesday, because we had to review this shit.
Oh my fucking god.
We better get nominated. No other podcast would review Soul Plane. Ever.
Who the fuck would want to talk about Soul Plane, man? That's why I never picked this fucking movie.
I've never seen it, so I probably was never going to pick it.
I was never going to pick it on the fact that it was no way in hell I was going to rewatch this fucking movie. You must be out your goddamn mind, but Jesus Christ. Man, just... Oh, man. And, oh, don't forget the joke with Godfrey, like gay man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, man. This movie wore jokes right into the...
And Godfrey world. Is pretty funny.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of comedians in here that are funny in stand-up.
I did. I know it's bad. I got one more small chuckle from the Survivor. When they did the in-flight, the safety video, it was Destiny's Child Survivor.
Oh, gee. Oh, you like that?
It was like the lone thing I liked from it.
Oh my god, that shit was just, that was random. Like, it wasn't even, I don't even think that was supposed to be funny or whatever. It was just weird as fuck. That shit, and you know, it took me back to another film Kevin Hart is in that came out last year that did the same shit, too. It was fucking Think Like a Man, too. They stopped the movie to have a music video moment of the people in it, like, rapping or singing the song along with it.
What?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I like to think that that's fucking Kevin Hart now doing that shit. There's no way that this nigga, in three of his fucking movies have done some shit like this or whatever, he ain't had a say-so in one of them. Or they just probably think that's funny for a Kevin Hart fucking film. Like, no fucking possible way.
He's not like the producer that has a say in that shit, right?
You know, that brother makes so much goddamn money, I wouldn't be surprised.
He's gonna open up his own movie. Oh, God. His movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, it's gonna be with Ride Along, too, huh?
Hmm.
I don't care if nobody. Kevin Hart makes some of the worst fucking movies in cinema, period.
Well, Melissa McCarthy.
This nigga is Melissa McCarthy. He's a black version of Melissa McCarthy. He makes the same fucking movies she does. Only difference is, her joke is she's fat and look how much she falls. His joke is I'm short and look how ridiculous I look. He's the same fucking version of Melissa McCarthy. And guess what? He has more movies than Melissa McCarthy, so you know what? His ass is fucking worse. He had fucking 3 movies last year.
And he's got, well, he had actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies. Well, oh, yes, never mind. 4, School Dance was uncredited.
Oh, fuck, School, I forgot. Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
And he's in, like, bigger roles.
Melissa McCarthy had one piece of shit last year compared to this motherfucker.
Tammy. I remember, you also get to watch Get Hard. Are you in the pedo position yet?
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot this. But I forgot that nigga was in School Dance, so with that fucking Nick Cannon son of a bitch. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Okay, I'm done. I can't. Get Hard, the classic, coming to the theater near you, too. Jesus. And him and Will Ferrell became best of fucking buddies, too.
Why? Will Ferrell would be annoying.
They were at the Super Bowl together.
Saw that. They're on Jimmy Kimmel.
They were at Jimmy Kimmel together. They've been doing interviews together.
Does anyone else star in that movie besides those two?
God.
Hey, T.I.'s in that movie. Sweet. I'm going to see that movie now.
Oh, my fucking God. Fuck you, Z. We're done. Okay, you know what? Done. I'm done. Jesus Christ, this is like the ultimate niggerdom.
What was that?
This is the ultimate, not in the history of niggerdom, have I seen so much niggerism on TV before. No, fuck off.
Are you still talking like Cat Williams?
No, but for the love of my fucking, never in the history of niggerdom have I seen such ignorant niggers on screen before. Jesus Christ, man, look, Kevin Hart, I understand, man, no, I was about to say I respect, but I don't respect you. I matter of fact, I dislike you a lot or whatever, man. I appreciate the brother making a shitload of money, man. But, brother, you got enough now. Just go away for a while, please.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Go back to your stand-up.
Oh, he didn't get that shit up. He's like, fuck that. That ain't making no money.
Well, make his stand-up movies.
He's like, I done that already. I'm making movies now. I'm going where the big dollar is at. I can't believe how much this nigga movies be grossing, though.
I know, I was just about to say that. He does make, I think this is like his, well, I think he's been in a lot of movies. All of his movies really do good.
Remember Ride Along dominated about like 5 weeks.
Well, look what else came out that month.
Oh, but remember the Lego movie came out, though.
Yeah, then that pushed, then that destroyed that.
And the Grand Budapest Hotel came out as well. There was a lot that came out around that time, when like 2 weeks later after Ride Along came out. Ride Along was still dominating.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are Oscar nominated as well, too, and some are people that put on their best of list. Last year was not that bad of a January and February, except for fucking Ride Along.
This year. Oh. This year, though. This year.
Yeah, this year's not that bad, neither. Until I had to watch Soul Plane.
Jupiter Ascending.
Okay, that's probably, without a doubt, one of the worst. But I'm hearing women are liking the fucking tune. I'm just like,
why? Channing Tatum looks like a fucking elf.
It ain't because of Channing Tatum either. They say that because it reminds them of a soap opera. Or, no, not a soap opera. One of those romance novels.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a soap opera, like soap opera acting. I could see that.
It reminds them of romance novels and shit. I'm just like, that doesn't make it good. Just because you read some shit.
Oh, the females got their movie coming out this weekend.
Oh, they've had a movie come out every fucking weekend now, apparently. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
I'm looking at, like, Kevin Hart, like, his movies, like, even About Last Night made, like, $40 million over.
Mm-hmm. And that was the only good one he's ever been in, if you ask me. And that was because he had someone to tone his ass goddamn down. Shit.
Think Like a Million made over, budget was 24, made 65. That's domestically, too.
That's the first one or second one?
Think Like a Man 2.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, the first one made 91 million. Successful. Made 91 million.
Which one?
The first one.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by
that. That had Megan Good in it, though, didn't it? Was she in both? Yeah. Was she in both?
Yes.
That's why I made that much money.
They gave her some bullshit-ass storyline, too. It was the most ridiculous. With Romany Malco, the dude from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Ah, the black guy, yeah. Oh, the black guy, yeah.
They gave her such a bullshit-ass story. Like, that second one was just beyond horrible. I didn't even give a shit about the first one, but the second one, the first one, that was an ensemble film with all these people, whatever, and then they realized how much money Kevin Hart's been making since that first movie, and they made him the star of the second one, and it was just, I was like, Jesus Christ, they gave this nigga more screen time than anybody, and he's the only one without a story arc here.
Yeah. Even Wedding Ringer made a shitload of money.
And you know damn well nobody wanted to see that fucking movie.
No, I've seen it. It was bad.
Nobody would go fucking see that. If Kevin Hart wasn't in that fucking movie, I highly doubt that movie would have made as much money as it did.
No, because it just seemed like a remake of something else, but it wasn't really. I can't think of what it is.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you on that one. I want to say this shit was a remake of something, even though it's not, whatever. But I remember there was a couple of films I've seen just like that, though.
Yeah.
Had, like, the same kind of premise and shit like that. So maybe me and you need to put our minds together and remember what that movie was. Because I felt like I've seen this before.
Yeah, I did too. Even though I do, like, kind of like Josh Gad. I do kind of like him, but...
Josh Gad can be good. Wasted in that film, but...
Yes, he was.
No fucking point of that movie.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Is Kevin Hart going to be like the new Denzel?
Oh, God. No.
Or now he's just going to team up with white people in his movies?
Oh.
It's happening. It's begun. When Ringer's begun it, then get Hart's next. But he's working with white people now, is he?
When you post it on Twitter... Make sure you tag Kevin Hart.
Hashtag fuck Kevin Hart. How about that?
But tag him, though, so hopefully he can see it.
He ain't gonna give a shit, because you know why? He's gonna be like, I'm still making money, so I don't give a fuck.
He's like, I'm still making money off that movie. Like,
I can't believe, though, after all the fucking years and movies and shit he's been in, whatever, people ain't got tired of him yet.
He's got bigger.
Yeah, he's getting bigger every fucking time. Like, how is that happening? Like, why? Like, why is that happening?
Oh,
you see it in the trailers too. Whatever, some of his movies that go like starring one of the funniest mans in the world or whatever. And he's just like, oh Jesus Christ.
He was in Toledo about a month ago.
Yeah.
And this is what he did.
City blew up.
No. He bought out every seat for two showings of Wedding Ringer for people that couldn't go see him for free. Or he bought out every ticket, and he told people just go up and said Kevin Hart sent him, and they can see his movie for free.
Oh, wow. That's nice of him.
It's nice of him, but it pretty much, I wonder how many times he did that to get his, that night, that all that money.
I was going to say, yeah, I agree with that. Number two is, I would like that if it was a better movie.
Wait, you got to see it for free.
Still, I was wanting to walk out.
You would walk out of a free movie?
No, I hated that movie. I hate all Kevin Hart movies. The only one I liked was About Last Night, and that was because they didn't put the focus on his black ass.
You lie. You liked Grudge Match.
Oh shit. Oh. I got a high fucking if I'm not mistaken.
No, I believe it did.
Yeah, I was already embarrassed for Stallone and De Niro, but when I saw that movie, I was just like, okay, I think this movie just summed it up. That you guys need to stop now. This one was the, without a doubt, was the one that says, just stop, please.
Stop acting altogether.
Just stop. I don't care whatever you go do. Just, I don't want to see your fucking name for a while after seeing this shit. Cause that was embarrassing. Let's get on to questions now, man. Cause
two fuckets.
Yeah, too high, almighty fuckets, man. Without a doubt, man. I ain't never been drinking so late and so early.
Were you having Colt 45?
Fuck you. I was having Alizé.
With some cognac?
Yeah, exactly. It's a cheap version of cognac that gives you a bubbling sensation.
As you're on the toilet.
Pass that Alizé. Be like, you get the hell up out of my place right now.
As they're on the toilet, singing Push It.
Okay. Let's not insult the great Salt and Pepper. I mean, that's one of my favorite female hip-hop artists, and we don't need to insult them any more than this movie did. I wonder if they got fucking paid for that shit. I hope the fuck they did, because I would be insulted. I really would.
Yeah.
But Ian, he says, man, fuck that movie. God damn. But he says, from last week's episode about Juice, he says, this is a great movie. You guys are crazy. I've agreed with a lot of your choices, but I can't agree with you on this one. Tupac and Omar Epps were great in this movie. I can't defend that now.
When was the last time you seen it?
Yesterday.
No, that's a good question. Like, if you know what I mean? You have to see this movie recently to actually understand it.
Yeah. I can see if you had said good movie, but great movie, I can't back that up.
Because if I didn't watch it last week, I would have probably said yes, great movie. Because I'm remembering it. But it's not when you watch it again.
No, it's not great at all.
Well, when you're like freaking 11 years old. A white 11-year-old.
Omar Epps was terrible in this one.
Tupac was even worse. Well, actually, Tupac actually tried to be an actor.
Personally, I think what it was, too, is that say that their whatever their personalities were or whatever and shit, I don't think the transition was good at all.
No.
And, like, it almost came out of nowhere like that fucking Wigger kid in Soul Plane. That brother had no intentions of being a Wigger. Didn't look like he was interested or trying to act black at the beginning of the fucking film. And out of nowhere, 5 minutes later, he's a Wigger now and shit. Like, he got blacked out for somehow. That's the same way these characters turn or whatever. It's like, damn, where the fuck did they... Like, the transition into getting to where we were at in the end of the film, like, it was weak as fuck. Maybe that's the director's problem or whatever, but this shit was...
It's like there was two screenplays.
It was two different movies, yeah.
It was, yeah.
You got a reply from Sherman Robledo. Oh, that rhymes with Toledo. Get it? Robledo?
Shut up!
Okay, yeah, hey, see his hometown. All right, now. He says, you gotta admit, though, Omar Epps was a pretty one-note character. Yeah, he really was. I like the movie, but agree with about the character's personality flipping on the turn of a dime. With that said, I love the music in here, so what are your guys' favorite hip-hop artists? Z loves Method Man and Snoop Dogg and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, and Snoop Dogg. Him rapping at the beginning of the film for the soundtrack and shit. That song was horrible.
Yeah, why did they play when they showed him? They played his music.
I don't know. That shit was horrible though. It was fucking horrible. That song was horrible. Like when he was rapping, I was just like, oh god, they're playing music from the soundtrack now too. Fucking horrible, dude. Who are my favorite hip hop artists? Mine are Nas and Rakim.
Yeah. I like Dre.
Hello, girl.
I like Common.
Oh,
Trey Songz, I'm joking.
Oh, Z's got a little sensitive side, going to that R&B side of things.
I pretty much, if there's like a Gray song, Rocky, he was fucking 68. Jesus Christ, he's old.
Damn, he's 68?
No, he was born in 1968.
Oh, I'm about to say, Rakim is 60. My brother just had an album 2 years ago.
No, he was born in 1968.
Jesus Christ, how old is he then? About 50?
Almost 50, yeah.
Okay, damn, I thought you said he was 60. I'm about to say, fuck, that dude looks good there for 68.
You know, Dre, Eminem, Puffy, old Puffy.
You mean, you don't remember, you didn't like him when he did the Godzilla soundtrack? You didn't like that?
No.
You didn't like that at all?
No.
Oh, man, he hating, Z. He just hating, baby. Yeah, man, that was a classic, man. You didn't like that?
You like Gucci Mane, so.
Ugh. You know, the problem, a lot of people that nigga too. It's like, oh man, he'd be putting it out. This is like, what?
What's he putting out?
Good music and shit. He's a true artist now. I'm like, ugh.
People think Bow Wow put out good music.
What?
What did you say? People think Bow Wow was a good musician.
You can go to hell, dude.
He wasn't, but... He's popular for some reason. It's not his acting.
Every nigga is popular when they become a hip-hop artist. There's not one unknown hip-hop artist that never wasn't popular. They all fucking popular. Wow, Bow Wow. Yeah, Lil Romy was fucking popular at the time.
So. Lil Romy.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Ugh.
Oh, Master P, yeah.
Oh, God, man. I never liked Bow. I never understood what the whole thing was. I was just like, that nigga's annoying.
What movie was he in? What movie was Master P in?
Rocky McEric Beat, baby. That was my shit growing up. It's actually still today.
Is this where you wake up to?
Yeah, I do actually.
Wait, so you got that song. You got the Cure song from The Crow.
Oh, yeah.
Dream Warriors.
This is back when hip hop was about lyrics, not about bullshit. I mean, hip hop has gone such a turnstile. I get tired of those people that tells me all the time. It's like, oh, hip hop's not dead. You just gotta look for it. You know, back then when I was growing up, I didn't have to look for it. I just turned on the radio.
Wait,
station.
Wait, what the fuck? There. What the fuck's that mean? You gotta look for it.
Like, why do I have to search for it? Like, I shouldn't have to search for shit. Why do I have to put out work to hear good artists?
What was the movie that Master P was like the star in?
I Got the Hookup?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was another movie he was in too that, fuck, I can't remember the name of it. Me and, Lena used to make fun of it. I don't remember the name of it. He was like one of the main stars, but I Got the Hookup was, I think, was his first one, if I'm not mistaken. He was in a couple of other shit too, but they were like some BET shits.
Oh god.
Damn, dude. Oh, fuck me. Oh, let's not oh god. Let's not reminisce about bad hip hop artists. Oh, see, you break my heart with this now, but Jesus. Okay, where am I at now? Next question, please. Tiffany, she says, being from the West Coast, P1, what made you make the transition to East Coast hip hop? Z seems to be very interested in West Coast hip hop with the artists that he just named off.
What?
You seem to be very interested in West Coast hip hop with the artists that you just named off.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Because I said Dr. Dre?
All of them, though, are mainly, predominantly, they follow West Coast hip hop, though.
Yeah.
Since he's like, I don't even know what that means. He's like, you remember, I'm white, okay?
I freaking get it. Jeez, I lived in that time.
Jeez, calm down. You're such a poser.
I would say that. Actually, I wouldn't, but nobody says poser anymore.
White people do. I'm sure they do. No. Wasn't that a woman thing anyway, though?
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember. Whatever. When did I make the transition? I've always had that transition. I've always been a fan of East Coast hip hop because I was always a fan of their lyrics and shit. There was always a different trend of Southern hip hop. I don't even want to insult hip hop by calling it hip hop. That's called bullshit. Southern bullshit, East Coast hip hop, and West Coast hip hop. West Coast was more of the, you know, the gangster format hip hop. The Southern is just, let's make a beat. And then,
who is Southern? Give name some from Southern.
Like Ludacris, T.I., Lil Jon, shit like that.
Okay.
Lil Wayne, all them, whatever shit. Their theory is they last for about a year, they make a beat, and that everybody can just dance to, and then that's the end of that fucking trend.
Because the ones you've listed were pretty much one hit wonders somewhat. Or they were popular at one time, and then they
made
just...
a career off making the same shit.
Well, Lil Jon's only famous for,
That nigga has made a career off making the same shit. seriously.
Yeah.
Hooked up with reggaeton artists and shit now, though, because I see him doing a lot of reggaeton shit nowadays, but... but most Southern rappers, though, they last for about a fucking year, and they just come up with one song, and that's pretty much the end of they trend or whatever shit. It's very rare that an artist will probably last that long, and mainly they're the artists I just named off, actually. I don't even want to insult them by calling them artists, but niggas is not artists, they just make up shit. And then the East Coast, hip-hop artists, has always been about lyrics, pretty much speaking about the city and shit like that. And I was more of a fan of that that style and shit like that because I didn't give a damn about gangster hip-hop growing up, so I thought that was a stereotype, if you ask me. But then again, growing up in that time of Compton, I can understand where it was coming from.
Yeah.
Not to say I didn't like it. I did like it because, like he said, Dre was a... he made some badass albums, bro.
Now, if you were on the way... Say when you live in Compton, if you lived in the East Coast... Were you, like, hated? Or if you listen to the East Coast rap, were you hated?
No.
They didn't care?
You know, whenever I was trying to preach some of the rappers or whatever and shit, because, you know, as you got older, the Southern rap started taking over more, and whenever people would try to tell me, I was like, I don't listen to that. It's like, oh, you stay listening to that Nas and Rocky? I was like, man, y'all need to check out this new Nas album. And this, it was one of them was, he made the album Hip Hop Is Dead, and then he made which I was just like, yeah, I agree completely with you on that mistake. I agree completely. He had a song Can't Forget About You where he said rap ain't been the same since a Fresh Prince and Jazzy J song. I was like, damn, shit. Shit. Has rap fell off that bad? Then after that, he did an album, which was the Untitled album, was supposed to be the nigger album, where, man, he did a lot of real shit on there, where he's talking about how, you know, America's all fucked up and shit, and how it's pretty much pretty heavy race predominantly, and mm-hmm. how, you know, Fox News is constantly throwing black people under the bed. There's a lot of true meaning to it. Whatever, and that's mainly why I promoted to hip-hop and the East Coast more, is because they kind of predominantly rapped about more of, you know, social satire and shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the hip hop I love or whatever. Even Selma had a song, John Legend and Common. They did a song together and it was really good actually.
Which is nominated everywhere. It's winning too, I think. It's winning, isn't it?
I'm not sure actually. I think I only seen it won one so far.
Maybe
I'm not really sure actually.
Maybe it's this year's Frozen.
Is it nominated for an Oscar?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's this year's. Maybe it's this year's. Let It Go.
Let it go, let it go. Don't get beat by the police no more. Let it go. One of my favorite hip hop songs, though, and this came out. I want to say 2012. It's very recent too. It was from a Nas album. It was the Nigger album. You got that song on America on there, and man, that shit is badass, dude. Because. Yo, he said a lyric in there where he's just like, brothers always want to be in entertainment, but how about you be an astronaut or some shit like that or whatever, because we got enough people in entertainment. I was like, it was actually a fucking good-ass line, too, but And that was mainly why I made the transition, because I like the lyrics of the social satireness.
Yeah. You seem more, I think you seem more passionate about, like, your hip-hop music than movies.
I would like to say that, but, you know, it's not the same anymore, so.
Well, yeah, music sucks now.
I wouldn't even say music, mainly hip-hop, dude. Hip-hop is just...
No, music sucks now. All music.
I mean, No, it doesn't. Because new wave, electronic, and all that shit is still great.
Well, you got Daft Punk, but...
Oh, you got a lot of artists or whatever. You know, a lot of new wave artists. Like, new wave is definitely my favorite genre. There's a lot of fucking great artists or whatever that are actually putting in work with talent and shit like that. It's mainly hip-hop. Pop has always been that way, so I'm not going to question pop. Pop has always been that way.
But the days of, like, you know, like the Chronic album and stuff, never going to happen again.
Oh, no. No. You're looking for that scene, damn.
I'm looking for that.
You got a long way to go, my brother. Your grandkids will hear that before you hear it. Well, I think I found that. Yeah, I found the song.
That's the Common?
There you go. This is that song, America, from the Nigger album, People with Nas. This song, I love this fucking song, man. I play the hell out of it. Like, this lyric, these lyrics right here, gotta listen to the lyrics.
That sounds pretty nice.
That's a bad man. That dude. Oh, when you talk about we need a second look at the law books or whatever, I was like, oh. It so fits the time, though. Like, the song is back in 2012, whatever, and it so fits the fucking time of, like, you know, the whole police, because he was talking about the police brutality and shit like that. There's even I think in the third verse, there's a lyric of, he said something about a woman having an abortion or something like that, and now she's the devil or something like that. That's how people look at her or something. But, man, this dude, easily one of the greatest hip-hop artists still going today. It's a shame that, you know, obviously, because, you know, he's an 80s rapper at that time, or an 80s, 90s rapper, late 80s, early 90s rapper, that, you know, he's not getting as much, you know, I guess, music play, if you will, but fuck that, I don't give a shit. I love that fucking song, man. I that fucking piece of shit on me, whatever. Like, I love this fucking song, man. I'm more, I guess, passionate about certain hip hop, but hip hop is so goddamn dead, man.
Oh, you're saying it's completely dead?
Yeah.
Wow. That's huge. This is Nas.
Thank you, Jesus. Dude, this dude be, I'm telling you, he be spitting. He's talking about, he's like, oh, they call, you know, black people because they robbed a store, you know, they call them barbarics, even though in Texas, you got grown-ass white men, sending little boys and little girls to the death sentence and shit like that, you know? It's like, yeah, thank you, shit. Talk about barbarity there, shit.
And that's Nas?
Yes, off the untitled album, and that's called, that song is America, people. Matter of fact, that whole album, though, he just speaks about shit like that. It's, oh, god damn, do I love that fucking album, man. I kill for that album. The album was beautiful. He's got a song on there people call Sly Fox, where it's a whole song about Fox News.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Sly Fox, where he's pretty much talking shit about Fox News the whole way, because Fox News tried to say that his music is all about, you know, killing and stabbing or something like that, and he came and said, no, that's not what my music is about at all, so don't put me in that category, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see them saying that.
He's like, yeah, well, that's not the first time they made a statement like that.
They are,
they're biased.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Far. Fox News is full of morons and shit, you know? Matter of fact, Nas had a whole war, I want to say, this year with Fox News, and that's where this song came out of.
I do love, like, my favorite Nas is, like, probably one of his most commercial songs was Hate Me Now.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me that before, actually.
That's one of, I love that song. I love the video, too.
Yeah, I love the song. Obviously, people go back to Illmatic. I went to a Nas concert 2 years ago, I think, when his album came out in L.A. That show went on forever, man. Yeah, I think he did every fucking song, dude.
Every song of his?
Every fucking song, dude. Like, I was just like, damn, we never gonna get out of here.
But you enjoyed it, though.
I loved it, though. I was like, damn, we've been here for 5 hours, dude. We've been here for 5 fucking hours. He didn't take no breaks or nothing, either.
Shit.
He was like 30 minutes late, so he was just like, oh, man, since I was late, I'm gonna give y'all some extra songs or whatever and shit.
Shit. That's pretty
cool. The guys he had open up for him were really cool. They were a Long Beach artist. They were a band, and they were really cool, actually. They were really good, so I actually didn't mind if he was late, because that opening band, I wish I could remember their names, but they're from my hometown, obviously. They were really fucking good, and that concert, man, was something, because when he was doing songs off Illmatic, I was looking at my buddy, and I saw him taking a hit of, like, a whole bottle of cognac or whatever shit. I was, like, looking at him. I was like, where the fuck you get that bottle from? He's like, hey, just passing it down the aisle, man. And when he did Represent, a joint started passing around.
Really?
I was like, where'd you get that joint from? He was just like, passing it down, man.
Wow.
Ain't good concerts like that no more. But yeah, I highly recommend people check out that song Sly Fox off the Untitled album, if you hate Fox News as much as I do.
I don't watch Fox News.
I did a whole paper about them in college, so. That was very militant against Fox News. I hated Fox News. So where we at? Oh, last question we got here is Ashley. Actually, thank you for that question, Tiffany. I actually like that. You took me back to remembering that. I do like hip-hop. just not today's hip-hop. Shit. Especially when you got motherfuckers like OG Macko. Bitch, you guessed it.
J. Cole.
Oh, and Drake. Ugh. God, that nigga's annoying.
You ever, like, you're not, like, a massive sports fan, though, right?
No.
He, like, fucking represents, like, pretty much 7 NBA teams.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. He wears
what
their...
Mean, like, by representing, like...
Like, know, he goes to their games, wears their clothes, like, all the time, and then the next day he's at somewhere else wearing someone else's clothes.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you meant, like, represent. I was like, damn, I guess I gotta stop watching the NBA now, huh?
No, like, he goes to the Toronto Raptors, which is the weirdest... It's the randomest one. Big fan.
I would say, yeah.
And then wearing all their shit.
Toronto Raptors has fans? Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And then he goes to, like, Cleveland and shit and, like, sucks up with LeBron.
I think every black hip-hop artist has friends with LeBron.
Dude, he's, like, the richest black guy in America.
Second, but...
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I would assume Kevin Hart has way more money than him, and fucking Obama does, too.
President doesn't make a lot.
Remember, we already had this conversation. He was already making money before he was a president.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
He was one of the richest people at the time, where because he owned one of the, him and his wife owned the biggest breweries in the country and shit.
And still do, right?
Yeah. They're still making fucking bank. That's why they were able to pay for their own campaigns and shit.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right then.
My brother was making bank way before all this shit. and I'm sure his wife, I bet his wife has more than he does, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
You see all the fucking sponsorships she gets and shit ever since they became her? Like, everybody fucking wants. Dude, everybody wants her more than they do Obama.
She's wait until like the, when he's out of office, which I think is after next year.
Yeah.
She's gonna be like more famous than he is.
Oh yeah, it's the Bill Clinton effect.
Yeah, yeah. She's like the next Hillary or Jackie O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I was reading up on her for the PBS thing. Man, she's pretty much running things over there, dude.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's pretty much like the biggest fucking sponsor of supply. She really is involved with, like, children activities and shit like that. She's, like, all over that. That was, like, her number one goal, I guess.
Huh. I don't know. But,
last question we got here from Ashley. She says, curious to hear your thoughts on the new Ghostbusters cast, Z.
Oh, God.
Loves it.
Is Melissa McCarthy playing Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
She's playing Bill Murray's character.
Oh, God. And obviously Leslie Jones is playing Ernie Hudson, so she'll be on screen 2 minutes.
And remember, people, this is not a sequel. It's a reboot. So.
And I don't know who Kate McKinnon is. I don't know who that is.
She wants to be.
Like, I see if she's from SNL, but I don't watch SNL. It's not funny.
SNL sucks anyway.
So. SNL has not been funny in, like, probably about 10 years.
Thank you. Every time someone always says, oh, SNL was so good last night, and I go to watch it the next week following it, it's one of the most blandest fucking shows I've ever
they
seen.
They have funny bits.
The only time it's funny is when they get an actor you probably like on there to make fun of some shit that he's done.
Like Justin Timberlake, the guy is gold on SNL.
I hear that a lot.
He is gold. But then you got like someone like...
Justin Timberlake is an easy target, though.
Yeah, what pisses me off is that they have hosts like Kristen Wiig. Like, she was SNL, then she branched out. Then she comes back and hosts, and it's like nothing changed.
Yeah.
But SNL is not funny. I like Kristen Wiig. I really like her.
I was having that talk I was talking with Cody or whatever when he was on the air one time, and I was saying, why did Mad TV ever go away? I thought that was way funnier than
SNL. Oh, Mad TV was freaking hilarious.
That was way more funnier than, I think SNL's only lasted because they gotten celebrities to back that show up.
Mad TV had B-list celebrities.
Yeah. SNL has, like, you know, they got, like, fucking top of the creme de la creme actors on there. I mean, they, like, people actually will cancel a show just to get on SNL. Like, SNL is, like, a huge thing or whatever, but every time I watch it, man, I was like, why do I waste my time spending 3 hours at midnight watching this shit?
3 hours?
However fucking long that shit is, it feels like it.
I don't know, Mad TV I never knew what channel it was on.
Channel 11 for us, Fox.
Fox, okay. But they had, like, Orlando Jones came from there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I would say, what SNL was always, for back then, it always felt like it was a hit and then a miss, hit and miss. Like, you'd really have to, like, get it. But with Mad TV, they were always on point. I thought they were always on point. Like,
yeah.
I think it got off point their last season, because that's when they knew they were wrapping things up, and then, you know, everybody was leaving and shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was, like, it was really fucking funny. Like, some of the guys, like, Bobby Lee was really funny. Nicole Sullivan. I remember that.
I hated Bobby Lee. That was...
Really? He had awesome funny moments.
He always did the same shit in his skits. That was when I thought they were going. I was like, oh, fuck it. I loved Ari Spears, though.
Yeah, that guy is really funny.
He did great impressions, man. Oh, and Will Sasso, too.
Oh, yeah.
He used to do
Artie Lang.
He used to make fun of...
Artie Lang.
What was it, Will Sasso that used to do Steven Seagal?
Yes.
Yeah, that shit's more gold. Who was the dude that was in charge of... he played another character, too. He did a punk skit, too. Fuck, was it Willie? It wasn't Willie Nelson. I forgot.
No,
Will Sasso was fucking hilarious. And whenever he would do this with the Steven Seagal shit, I would laugh my ass off. Frank Caliendo, too?
He was from Mad TV?
Yeah, he used to do the John Madden skits.
Yeah, well, he does everyone now.
Yeah, he used to do the George Bush ones on there, too. He was fucking great as George Bush, dude.
Yeah. And like, SNL, like, I don't know who they... I think they have, like, fucking Kenan Thompson plays Obama, because he's the only black guy in cast.
Yeah, he's the only fucking black guy, and he's not even funny.
But when they had, like, people, like, when they had, like, Bush and Clinton... That was fucking funny, because they had a right actor for that shit. That's why SNL, it's kind of like people's like, oh, Jimmy Fallon is so freaking hilarious. I'm like, yeah. He's got really good writers. He's not funny himself.
Yeah.
Because he seems awkward.
Did you ever see the Mad TV episode where they had the dude from Disaster Movie that was Batman? What's his name? Ike?
What? Now I'm not going to remember this.
The Jewish guy, whatever, they had him in Disaster Movie. He was, like, playing every damn major character or whatever shit. His name was Ike or whatever. He did a skit, the Keanu Reeves School of Acting.
Oh, God.
That shit was hilarious. That shit was the funniest shit I ever fucking saw. Like, he had people in that class, like, really trying to act dramatic and shit. And he was just like, you're putting too much into it, man. You just gotta, like, let it flow, you know? You know what I'm saying, man? Just let go. I would say all the black people they had on Mad TV 2, all were hilarious.
Lando Jones.
Lando Jones probably, man, that dude, when he used to do his Bill Cosby skits, I was in tears of light. Those shits was fucking hilarious.
What happened to him? Like, he literally, like, vanished.
I just read an article about him. He's doing promotions for those smartwatches or whatever.
Oh, those?
Yeah, that's him doing those.
Hmm. Okay.
That dude was fucking hilarious. What was it? The dude that played the UPS guy to
That was Bobby Lee. What? Oh no, Art. That was Ari Spears.
No, that wasn't Ari Spears. It was the skinny black dude.
Another skinny black dude.
He was really short. Or it wasn't Bobby Lee. The damn show wasn't fucking Bobby Lee was not fucking funny.
Hold on.
Damn, I forgot that dude. I think it was Paul something or whatever. He was in the first Spider-Man movie.
Paul Kilbane?
What was that?
Paul Kilbane?
Short black dude?
Let me see if I can pull up a picture.
Phil Lamar, there we go.
Oh, yeah, that guy was skinny.
Yeah, that guy was hilarious.
Yeah, they also had. They brought up Alec Borenstein, who does voices on Family, who does Lois's voice on Family Guy.
Yep. I think the only one that was still going with Michael McDonald. He was like every season he was there.
Yeah, remember Deborah Wilson?
I remember her. Yep.
She did all those impersonations.
Yeah. They were great on that fucking show with impersonations, but. I think my favorite skits of all time, though, was when any of the black people did mainly Orlando Jones and fucking Ari Spears, whenever they did Bill Cosby. That shit was just fucking hilarious. They did a crossover with Ari Spears and the Bill Cosby show and Oz and called it Cos.
I would watch that.
That shit was hilarious. Yeah, you can find it on YouTube, people. Like, those skits are fucking hilarious. Like, you can probably find the skits of him and doing the Jell-O pudding shot commercials. Where he gets mad at the kids or whatever. He gets mad at the kids because they're not speaking proper English and shit to him. There's even a skit on there. You can look at this on YouTube where he does the Bill Cosby family reunion. That shit is hilarious. I love it because there's one black kid comes in there and he's just like, have you guys ever made soul food? He's like, no, everything we did was white. That's why we stayed on air for 75 years.
I wish Mad TV was still around and the whole Bill Cosby thing going on now.
Oh man, they would fucking kill that shit.
Oh god.
Yeah.
That literally like it just kind of like didn't like get canceled. It just kind of like slowly faded out.
Yeah.
And then there's no news. It's like no. I don't remember any of the actors from the last season. If there are any big ones, I think Will Sasso was there till the end.
Yeah, I think Michael McDonald and Will Sasso left it.
Michael McDonald
was really there for every fucking season. He did not go away or whatever. So, but, yeah, it just seems like with the new Ghostbusters cat, they just got a bunch of people from SNL and said, there you go. They're funny on SNL, right? So, here.
Yeah, but back to the Ghostbusters.
He's excited. Yeah.
This movie's going to be shit. If I remember correctly, Bill Murray is, like, saying a lot of hate towards this.
Like back and forth on this shit. He keeps talking shit about it, then he's up for it. And I don't even think he knows personally.
But this is.
I'm glad though that it is a fucking reboot, not a sequel though.
I mean, this is kind of like the Poltergeist that just the trailer got released last week, which is I'm reading it's like really kid friendly, and I'm understanding that.
Well, the funny thing was the first one was PG, wasn't it?
Ghostbusters?
No, Poltergeist.
No way.
Yeah, I remember that being that was a big thing, man. That was PG, so.
I'm looking that shit up.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up.
No way, no way, no way, no way, no way, no way, no way. Oh,
Yeah, I remember that. It was a fucking PG film, and a lot of people tend to forget that, so.
shit, kids were fucking weird back then.
I think when they say that, though, because I think a lot of people say, oh, they're trying to make it for kids, like, making it PG or whatever, or it's going to be for kids. I think they by them saying that, they're just saying that it's going to be a kid's horror film or whatever. Man, that's what I think. That's what I get out of it, that they're going to try to make this translate better for kids or whatever. Which I think I wouldn't have any problem with, because maybe they'll work better on the fucking scares, because I don't know if you noticed, but every fucking horror movie seems like it's for scares.
No, but you got kid movie actors in horror movies.
I think I got Sam Rockwell in this one, so.
He's not a kid though.
Yeah, I only got one kid in this movie, so.
Sam Rockwell looks like he's like the dramatic effect is on him this one.
That movie comes out this summer, though, so it's pretty soon.
Oh God. Oh God. But no, Ghostbusters, not really looking forward to it. I think the sequel, they didn't learn their mistake from the sequel.
No, they really fucking did. A lot of people come out saying a sequel wasn't that bad now. I'm just like, okay.
Wasn't that good either.
Yeah, I'm about to say it wasn't good neither. So shit, that's like the Jurassic Park of the franchise, the sequel to Jurassic. People try to forget it as much as possibly can.
Jurassic Park had sequels? Really?
No, there were spinoffs. There weren't sequels. There were Sci-Fi Channel spinoffs.
Written by the same guy. Oh, and directed by the same guy too.
Nah, that's not true. Well, people. That has been another fun-filled edition. No, this wasn't fun. Fuck
This is like your daily fuck you emails. It just has
Yeah,
to.
you know what? I'm glad it's out of the way now. We don't have to come back. It's done. It's gone. Never has to come back to it. It's over. Thank
Unless
God.
there's a sequel.
Nah, man. Ain't no. Nah. Fuck you talking about sequel. Ain't no sequel to this shit.
Soul Plane 2.
Nah. It's not happening, people. Nah. But people. Thank you for joining us on this episode. That has been another.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you guys, whatever. That's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 86. I'm the Phenomenal One.
AMZ.
And we will be back next week when you guys pick a better film.
Later, bastards. Later. Oh, yeah.